Reagan, thanks so much for the time. Like I said, a perfect day and a perfect week at the plate going 7-for-7 doesn't happen in that sport. How in the world did you do it?
I've really been trying to focus on, you know, getting on base for my team. They've really put me in that leadoff spot this year, and they really depend on me to get on base and get the show moving. So I've really made it my job to, you know, jumpstart everybody else behind me.
Did your confidence really start building and brewing as the week went on and you were just stringing together hit after hit and extra base hit after extra base hit?
Well, I knew we had a big game, you know, big week the week after the Notre Dame game. So I really tried to prepare myself for what I was going to see next week, this week. And, yeah, I was really focusing at the plate, making sure that, you know, my mechanics are right and all that fun stuff.
And Notre Dame is obviously a really good opponent. They have been for a long time, defending IAC large school champs. So what was it like to get those wins, but also do it in pretty convincing fashion as well?
Yeah, so that first game we ended up mercying them, and it was a really huge confidence boost for my team and all of us, I think. Even our coaches were, you know, right and ready to move right into the next and really jumpstart our season. It was a great way to get going, and I'm excited to see what we have for the rest of the year.
How do you feel like maybe things have improved or gotten better at the plate for you from, you know, where you maybe been in the past to where you are this season?
So in the 2022 season, I had a really great year. I ended up being the most valuable player, whatever that is called. In the 2023 season, I was really just not doing my job at the plate, not seeing the ball how I wanted to, not having the right swing, not having the right mentality. So coming into the season, I knew exactly what I had to do. I had to buckle down and focus at the plate and make sure that everything was right. You know, I'm seeing the ball well. I'm seeing the ball hit the bat and getting to the bases.
How much work did you have to put in then maybe in the off season in particular to make all of that happen to where you're really, really rolling right now?
Oh, Nick, I don't know if I would call it work. Softball, if I could do it every day, I would. I love it. So, you know, on the off season, of course, I've got the net out, you know, had my mom or whoever soft toss to me or even off the tee by myself, you know, putting in that work, watching, you know, YouTube videos, contacting old coaches, just, you know, seeing what I can do to better myself for, you know, my team coming into the season.
Reagan Sinikovich is with us here on BTL from the Spencer Denton Cander softball team. Our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week presented by Cayuga Health had a massive monster week at the plate to help sweep Elmira Notre Dame last week. You know, it's been a really, really strong season, not just for you, but for the team as a whole. How have you been able to have this really, really solid start to begin the year?
Honestly, I think in the leading practices up to the first game, we were a little unsteady, and then that first game against Dryden, we really just put it together, and I think that if everybody stays encouraging like we have been and everybody, you know, knows their job and knows what to do here and there and everybody continues to communicate, I think we'll excel throughout the season.
What's maybe
continue to excel.
Sure. What's maybe different, though, about this year's team compared to past iterations of Eagle softball?
Oh, man. You know, these Cander girls that are coming over from Cander, they know what a state title tastes like. You know, they want that win, and so do the rest of us. So I think just together, you know, that motivation that we have on each other to know that we can lean on each other has been great and motivating for every single one of us.
You recently committed to play college softball at Corning Community College. Why was CCC a good fit for you?
Oh, man, you know, Stacey Johnson is the best. You know, when I went and had a one-on-one conversation and toured the facility, I was just so excited. And the seasons they have had, you know, seeing those championship plaques, you know, I want that. So I'm just super excited to go play there.
What was the real selling point? I mean, in maybe some sense, there wasn't necessarily a point that needed to be sold because they're always making those deep national tournament runs. But what was something or some of the things that really convinced you that this would be the place you'd play your college ball?
You know, Nick, if I'm being honest with you, they're sponsored by Nike.
So you've got the goods coming your way, right?
Yeah. So that's great. But, you know, a real home feel. It's really close for me, not too far, and I love the homey feeling. And just, I've had a few teammates go through the softball program there, like Aubrey Ennis and Sailor Ayers is there right now. And, you know, I've talked to them and they say the same as I. It's like a home. It's like a family. And, you know, I want that.
I love it. Well, let's chat a little bit more about what's to come here this season because, you know, there's a lot of good competition coming up. You just took on Edison here on Monday. They're a really, really solid team. You've got a boatload of other solid teams that you're going to be facing throughout the course of this year. How do you keep things rolling? How do you try to tack on more wins to make things interesting within the conference and maybe make things interesting when sectional play rolls around here?
So coming into that game on Monday, we really knew we had a job to do, but I'm not sure that our teammates that were just coming into the season that had not seen Edison play, you know, their varsity teams had not gone against them. I'm not sure that they knew what, you know, they were looking at coming into the game, but I think that come tomorrow and Friday when we play them, it'll be a different style of play from us.
Well, Reagan, before we let you run here, we like to wrap things up with something fun. It's called our Fueling Excellence Fast Five. It's where I give you five random questions so we get to know you a little bit more and dive a little bit deeper into your personality. So you ready for them?
Oh, my. Oh, yes.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, here we go. First question for you. When it comes to music, who is your all-time favorite band or musician or artist, somebody that you love listening to who is always on your playlist?
Oh my gosh, like pre-game music, I'm probably listening to Nickelback, to be honest with you. I am jamming, yep,
love
Nickelback,
it.
Eminem, all of that.
Gosh, you're throwing it back, I love it. All right, next one for you. If somebody were to give you $1 million, what is the very first thing you're going to do with that money?
Oh my gosh, I think I'm going to buy a boat.
Nice, good choice, I like that.
Yeah.
Third one for you here. What is a hidden talent that you have?
Oh my gosh, so have you seen the thing online where they put the whipped cream on their hand and then they like hit with the other hand and they try and catch it in their mouth?
I've seen this, yes. You can do this?
I'm very good. Not gonna lie.
That's incredible. This is some big stuff. This is one of the more unique talents that we've heard of here, I think, on the show. Next one for you here, fourth one. What is your least favorite food? Anything you don't like to eat?
I'm really not into fish, but I like seafood, but
really?
Not fish.
Really? Interesting. I'm just a seafood hater entirely. People judge me like crazy for it, but people think I'm a lunatic for not liking the seafood. But you're just not a fish person. You like everything else?
No. Oh, yeah. Lobster, crab, shrimp, go crazy.
Okay. All right. That's good. All right. Last one for you. What are three apps on your phone that you absolutely cannot live without?
Snapchat, Facebook, and Instagram. Need them.
Need them. Very popular choices. Well, Reagan, it's been an awesome, awesome, awesome start to the season for you and the team, and we can't wait to see how the next month and a half or so goes for all of you over there down at Spencer Burnett and Kander. So thanks so much for the time, and congratulations again for being our Athlete of the Week.
Thank you so much, Nick.